So with no summer camps, kids at home, all that pent-up energy, parents might start to feel a little bit frazzled over this summer break, but there is help for that.
Absolutely. WGTS 91.9. I'm Claude. She's Becky. We're in for Johnny and Stacy this week. It's 4:11. And yeah, we've got our friend Sarah Hammaker here with us. She's going to help you out, parents. She's a certified parenting coach and author of the book Ending Sibling Rivalry, Moving Your Kids from War to Peace. Also the book Hired at Home. She also wrote two Christian mystery and suspense novels. So Sarah, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. So as we jump in, you know, a lot of parents have been home for the last few months, obviously because of COVID-19. Kids have been home as well. Summer camps are not happening this summer, and so we've got a few more months at least where we've got to find something for the kids to do. Now, some parents may feel overwhelmed. What would you say to that? What advice, what kind of tips would you give to parents who are overwhelmed right now?
I would just encourage that mom, because let's just be honest, it's mostly us moms who feel that way. I don't run into many dads who feel that way. That every day is a fresh opportunity. Every day is a chance to make those, I call them micro Bonnie moments with our kids, those little things that really show our kids we care, like telling your seven-year-old a joke in the morning. You know, because they love jokes at that age. Just putting your hand on the back of your teenager and saying, you know, I'm praying for you as you take, you know, for your exam today. Just those little moments that take 30 seconds. We feel like we're so busy. And even today with the kids home, we're trying to work. Some of us are trying to find work. It can seem so overwhelming. And we think, oh, we don't have time for the big gestures. But we still have time for those little touch points that really make a difference. These are the things our kids will remember.
So we're going to have more with Sarah Hammaker, our friend and certified parenting coach, coming up this hour. I think now more than ever, there are moments where parents are just kind of pulling their hair out going, oh boy, this is tough. If you've got kids that are stuck in the house this summer and you're trying to keep up with your own work,
right,
it can get kind of stressful, but there is help.
Absolutely. And our friend Sarah Hammaker, she's here to help us. She's a certified parenting coach and author of the book Ending Sibling Rivalry, Moving Your Kids from War to Peace. Now, we know sometimes when there's multiple kids, Sarah, they can kind of pick at one another and things like that. Now, when it comes to resolving conflict, now, is this something that comes like naturally to kids? Should we let them kind of figure this whole thing out? Or is like productive conflict resolution something that needs to be taught intentionally?
It needs to be taught, because let's just face it, we're all horrible at resolving conflict unless we really think about it. I mean, think about the arguments that you have with your spouse or your best friend or you had with your own siblings growing up. How'd you do? Most of us do pretty awful at those things. So to expect our children to intuitively know how to resolve conflict, and not just ending the fight, but how to do it in a way that doesn't cause lasting damage. There are so many adults walking around who have the hurt of their childhood problem. And some of it stems from arguments and unresolved conflict with their siblings. And as parents, one of the things that we can give our children is how to solve their conflict in a way that gives them a chance to have that healing in childhood rather than waiting until they're adults.
It's Sarah Hammaker. She's a certified parent coach and author of the book Ending Sibling Rivalry. And coming up in two songs, she's going to share some of the tips that works in her house.
All right. Here's Toby Mac. Love Broke Through on WGTS 91.9. Good afternoon. It's 4:35. WGTS 31.9, Lauren Daigle, still Rolling Stones. Hey, it's 4:42. I'm Claude. She's Becky. In for Johnny and Stacy this week, our friend Sarah Hammaker is joining us. She is a certified parenting coach and author of the book Ending Sibling Rivalry, Moving Your Kids from War to Peace.
Yeah, so if your house has gotten a little crazy, a little bit like a battlefield right now, with no activities and summer camp clothes, it can be kind of tough for parents. So here's the deal. If your kids are going back and forth a lot, We want to know, what are some steps that you take and what can we do today to help diffuse the situation?
I'll say two things. One, the parent should not be assigning victim and villain roles. And this is so important. We come across a kid, he's crying. The other kid is holding a truck. The one kid has a, you know, red mark on their forehead. You don't shouldn't assume that the kid holding the truck hit the other child unprovoked. Because that's what we assume. Who knows what the other child was doing? I realized that when my kids were younger, that one of my children was pinching the other one, and I would only see the reaction of the one who was being pinched. And so I realized that I was putting them in assigned roles, right? I was trying to, and I thought, this is not working. This is not healthy, because kids will naturally latch onto that. They all want to be the victim. You have to be very careful. We can't play that referee role, that, you know, we know what's best role. But there is a solution. It's called do not disturb the family peace. And it's for all the children in your home at the same time. You want all the kids to have the same goal, family peace. And to get that, you have to lump them all together. It's like any classroom management thing. You know, one kid misbehaves, everyone misses recess. So all the other kids are like, hey, Johnny or Jilly, you need to straighten up because we want to go outside. And it's the same concept in our homes. You want all the kids on the same team. So you pick three things that your kids normally do that, you know, drive you crazy. It could be yelling too much. It could be physical. Fighting, hitting, pushing. When they're younger, they do this all the time. Mm-hmm. It could be name calling. You pick the things that you see them fighting about, how they're fighting the most. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, you do these three things, and then you're going to get a ticket. And you have them, give them three tickets a day. So they have three chances, because no one's perfect. We want to give a little grace here. Mm-hmm. We want to give a little mercy. You know, we get it. It's hard. And then when they lose all their tickets, then there's a group punishment.
More coming up with Sarah Hammaker, certified parenting coach, in 8 minutes on WGTS 31.9.
When you give to
If you're a mom or dad, this summer might be a little bit stressful with the kids at home. They get a lot of energy. You're trying to keep up with the stuff you got to do. But there is hope. We've got some wisdom for you from an expert. It's Claude and Becky. We're in for Johnny and Stacy today on WGTS 91.9.
And our friend Sarah Hammaker is that expert, helping us out all hour long. We'll make sure we post this on the website so you can get these tips in case you missed any of it. She's a certified parenting coach and author of the book Ending Sibling Rivalry, Moving Your Kids from War to Peace. Also Hired at Home. She also wrote two Christian mystery and suspense novels. So Sarah, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Now, we've been in the house for a long time, and, you know, summer camps are closed for many. What advice do you have for the parent that just spent, you know, the last part of the school year at home trying to teach the kids, and now they've got a full summer ahead where there's no camps for many of them, and they're, like, already exhausted?
I would say, you know, give yourself some grace, and just realize, you know, it's okay if your kids totally did not learn a thing these last few weeks of school. Don't worry about packing their summer with a bunch of educational learning kind of things. It really is okay. Every child in the United States is going to enter the next school year not having learned everything perfectly they needed to know. I mean, this is not just our area or just your child. And I think if we can just take a collective breath and just go, it's going to be okay. And just let your kids play. They've been stressed too. They may not show it as we do, but giving them some of this, you know, the ability just to have some free play, to have some time to be bored and discover who they are. As kids, as people, this is a great way and an opportunity for them just to have the most relaxing summer that they can have. I recommend a loose schedule. Think of like four or five things that you want your children to do every day. Like on my kids' list in the summer, it's like personal devotions. They should be spending some time, whoever their age. There's plenty of things out there, free and otherwise. Even just reading through the Psalms is great for kids. They should get some sort of exercise every day, preferably outside. Nature is God's way of renewing us and calming us and helping us to reconnect. They should do some sort of hobbies. Kids don't have hobbies these days. I find that strange. And they should do some personal, like, reading or something. the day. Mm-hmm. And chores. I'm a big proponent of chores. Teach your kids to cook this summer. I mean, yeah. That should be your family kind of thing. And you'll thank yourself in the fall when they know how to make a meal.